Blog Talk Radio.
Are you born again?
Jesus is coming for his people. Jesus is coming for his people. Jesus is coming for the body of Christ. People get ready to meet Jesus. People get ready to meet Jesus. People get ready. Prepare to meet your King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Breaking free. In it, not of it. Breaking free from a sinful world. Learning how to live in the world and not be of the world. Hello, sisters and brothers. This is Jonah's sister here talking to you live by way of Blog Talk Radio. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I ask you to give me and each person I am praying for right now, give all those I have already prayed for today, give us clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice according to John 16:23. Heavenly Father, we ask you according to John 14:13-14 to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We are asking you right now to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural in our lives. Lord Jesus, we are asking you to shut our doors and open those doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and natural realm of our lives in Jesus Christ's holy name. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over those doorways, and we ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so they cannot come back through those doorways ever again into our homes, any lands or properties, our residences, our places, wherever we are living, any vehicles we travel in, our workplaces, our businesses, our finances, ministries, our spouse's workplace, our children, the schools of our children, their workplaces, our friends and loved ones, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. Lord, we are not moved by what we see, hear, smell, touch, or taste. We are not moved by reason. We are only moved by your spirit and your word. And we know your voice, and so we hear your voice. And we refuse to follow strangers according to your word in John 10:27. Our feet is mighty on the earth according to Psalms 112:2, which says his descendants will be mighty on earth and the generation of the upright will be blessed. Heavenly Father, I am asking you to expand. Lord, expand our territories, increase our ministries as needed according to your purpose. Fill me and all those who are praying in agreement with me right now. Fill us and increase us in the Holy Spirit and anointing with power. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Lord. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to lead us and pass us righteousness for your name's sake. I bless you, I praise you, I worship you, and commit all that I am to you and your perfect will be done through me. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to help me to cease from my own labors. I do so by faith. I ask for you to cause me to enter your rest right now in Jesus' name, and I receive that. I ask you to release right now. Release my warring and ministering angels to minister and war on my behalf. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to fill this body, my body, your holy temple with the Holy Spirit. Help me to bear the cross you have prepared for me and help those in my family. I ask that the Holy Spirit speak to my heart through your word. Heavenly Father, I ask you to prepare me with reverence and worship and with humility through your Holy Spirit. I ask you to take out of me, add to me, or do to me anything that you want. I ask, Lord Jesus, that your word, the word that I read, will be engrafted into me and become part of me, my spirit, my mind, my will, and my emotions. Lord, I declare by your power, you are helping and causing me to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, intrepid, valiant, steadfast, faithful, true, and loyal for your name's sake. Heavenly Father, I ask you to deliver me, for I am spiritually blind, wretched, naked, and poor. I ask for your help in all of these things. Heavenly Father, I ask you to give me this according to your word in John 14:14, and I ask you to do these things according to your word in John 16:23. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Okay. We're short on time. I didn't realize how difficult this was going to be, trying to connect with Blog Talk. I had asked for 9 o'clock, but they at 9 o'clock they told me to call back in 1 hour. So it's after 10 o'clock right now. So let's talk about preparing for one world government. The scripture reference is Revelation 17, verses 9 through 18. Please write down the scriptures and read them when you have time to do so. Since this is a limited show on time, things will be moving rather quickly. If anybody should have any questions or concerns not covered or answered during this broadcast, please visit KingdomShieldOfFaith.org or GodsChristianWarriors.org, which is our main website. KingdomShieldOfFaith.org, that's our online church ministry. That's KingdomShieldOfFaith.org. And GodsChristianWarriors.org, which is our main website. We are God's Christian Warriors Incorporated, not to be confused with any other names out there with the same name of God's Christian Warriors. Okay, now, the Holy Bible is written mostly in parables and symbols. We should already know this, that to be true, since we are taught correctly. Revelation chapter 17, verses 7 through 18 reveals the symbolism and its meaning from the scriptures found in chapter 17, verses 1 through 6. Okay, so write down Revelation 17, verses 1 through 18, and Daniel chapter 7, verse 7, and verses 19 through 25. That's Revelation 17, verses 1 through 18. And Daniel chapter 7, verse 7, and verses 9 through 25. The scriptures interpret themselves, and the Holy Spirit of God reveals anything else that's necessary to know on an as-needed basis from my experience in learning about God's word. So in Revelation 17, we're going to talk about the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has 7 heads and 10 horns. Okay, now symbolism, the woman also referred to as the great harlot in Revelation 17, verse 1, meaning great city or Babylon, which reigns over the kings of the earth in Revelation 7, verse 5. The symbolism of the waters, meaning people, multitude, nations, and tongues. Okay, we have the symbolism of the beast, meaning one of the kings. Another symbolism, 7 heads, means 7 mountains. Okay, the 10 horns in Daniel chapter 7, verse 7, verses 19 to 25, the 10 horns means 10 kings. Okay, and we should know that the lamb is the symbolism for Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Okay, so it goes on to talk about there are 7 kings, 5 have fallen, 1 is, and the other has not yet come. Okay, so 7 kings, I also understand this as being related to nations. Okay, so here, the man, here is the man which has wisdom. Okay, now, these are one man, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. They will make war with the lamb, and the lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and kings of kings. And those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. And, of course, we know this means that whoever is with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, whoever is with him, we are called, chosen, and faithful. Okay, verse 17, for God has put it into their heart to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. Okay, here's another scripture reference, John 14, 14 and 16, 23. Okay, so just write down your scriptures, the book of Daniel, the visions of the four beasts, Daniel chapter 7, verses 1 through 28, Revelation 17, verses 3, 7, 12, Revelation 12, verse 3. Okay, and we're going to talk about the four beasts in another episode, the four kings which arise out of the earth, Daniel 7, verse 17, and the lion, which symbolizes the eagle's wing, the bear, which had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth, and the leopard that had four wings of a bird on its back. It also had four heads. And also there was a fourth beast on the earth. In Daniel 7, chapter 7, verse 23, it describes this beast as being dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong, huge iron teeth. It was devouring, breaking in pieces, and trampling residue with its feet. It had 10 horns. Revelation 17, verses 3, 7, and 12. Okay, so the fourth beast is a fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all other kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth. Horns are 10 kings who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall rise after them. He shall be different from the first ones and shall subdue three kings. Okay, so in summary, some biblical scholars have determined that 10 kings are perhaps relatable to the United States of Europe. Whether this was revealed to them through a vision similar to that of the prophet Daniel, or perhaps by way of a spiritual gift, as revealed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11, where it talks about spiritual gifts. Okay, so the final thought I have on this is Revelation 17:17 reveals that God will put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. Okay, and also write down 1 Corinthians 12, verses 8 through 10. Okay, so this is letting us know that there is going to be a one world government, whether people are prepared for this to happen or want it to happen or not, because God is who he is and he will never change. And we all know that prayer does change things. But unless America repents as a nation, as a whole, that's what it's going to take. Okay? So in the next episode, we're going to allow for time for people to call in and share any information that they may have regarding this. So we're going to talk about Manasseh. Is Manasseh really the United States of America? Because it talks about, you know, the symbolism of 13 and the great seal of the United States, it has 13 symbol as well. So there's a lot to be discussed, and we're going to do that at a later time. But what I would like to do is I would like to close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I ask you to break and destroy any curses, side effects, and forms or things of any curses that have been placed on me or anyone I have prayed for, and all those praying in agreement with me right now, including our children, our grandchildren, our marriages, our homes, any places or residences where we are living, any vehicles we travel in, our offices, lands, properties, or buildings, our businesses, our ministries, our finances. I ask you to do this in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14:14. Lord Jesus, I ask you to give us peaceful sleep tonight and keep us safe, according to Psalms 4, verse 8, and Psalms 127, verse 2. I ask you to give us your beloved sleep tonight. I ask you to keep your hands on us while we are sleeping tonight and speak to our hearts tonight. I ask you to do this in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us, over our sleep, over our thoughts, over everything in our rooms, over our homes, and over everything in our homes or wherever we are sleeping. I plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ as our protection. Heavenly Father, I ask you to remove from us any hurt, any turmoils, any pains, trauma, shock, and any anguish that are deep within our souls that have been created at any time in our lives that need to be removed. Heavenly Father, I ask you to loosen to each of us a spirit of love, peace, joy, and restoration. Heavenly Father, I ask you to camp your angels around us, around our homes, or wherever we are living or sleeping, around our properties to guard us and protect us and to destroy, in Jesus' name, destroy any evil spirits, demonic spirits, strong men, or messengers of Satan, witchcraft or curse, that try to come against us, against our homes, or wherever we are living, wherever we are sleeping, or against our prophets. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to give us sweet sleep tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, fill us with your Holy Spirit, anointing and power. Fill us with your presence in the holy name of Jesus Christ. I pray with thanksgiving. So I ask you to do all of these things according to John 14:14. And Heavenly Father, I ask you to give us these things according to John 16:23. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Now, I want to take this time, what little time we have left. If anyone wants to help us expand our prayer ministry programming on blogtalkradio.com, I'm asking you to donate to our ministry website at kingdomshieldoffaith.org. God's Christian Words is our main website. And we have other programs and projects there as well. So take a look at both websites. Determine which program or project you can identify with the most and offer your time as a volunteer. We really do need volunteers. Or if you don't have time to share your skills and knowledge as a volunteer, please consider giving a donation of any amount. And you can also specify which program or project you'd like to donate financial support to and help us to help others who are less fortunate than ourselves. We would appreciate your support, volunteer support, and financial support. Also, you can send your prayer request. I am on the prayer ministry team, and we have others who do intercessory prayers as well. We all pray according to the word of God, and we believe in God's word as it relates to spiritual gifts. I believe there are still sermons on the website that can be viewed if you're interested in knowing about spiritual gifts, if you're not familiar with what they are. Blessings to each and everyone. Good night. I love you. God loves you, but God loves you more. Thank you for joining Revival Warriors America, first episode. We got through it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.